we've now got that golden voice himself, another golden voice. You know, Rush Limbaugh, of course, was the golden voice on these radio stations for so many years. But James Golden has a golden voice all his own. You knew him. You knew him as Bo Snerdly. And Mr. Golden, an honor to have you on the program this morning. I've been listening to Rush since I was a kid.
Well, it is my honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And did I see you grew up, you actually started doing R&B radio, which I get a kick out of, because when I was a kid listening to Rush Limbaugh in junior high school, I would also listen to Disco Dave on WGCI Chicago on Saturday nights, too. So I get kind of a kick out of the fact that you not only were right there with Rush Limbaugh all these years, but got your start in R&B.
Got my start in R&B, yes, when I was actually a kid. And then my first job was at R&B station in New York, WWRL, and then I moved to WABC in New York when it was still the iconic music radio station in the country. And I produced their last music show and their very first talk show and stayed with them as they moved into talk radio. And, of course, that's how I was able to meet Rush Limbaugh when he came to New York to do begin his syndicated show.
You spent, what was it, 30 Thanksgivings with Rush?
30 years, yes. And it was quite the ride. You know, Rush is, every bit of success that Rush Limbaugh had, he earned. He was the most amazing broadcaster that I have, and I have worked with great broadcasters, both in music and talk, but Rush was just exceptional. And more importantly to me, what a great human being, what a great man he was, and, you know, miss him every day. It was he was one of a kind, and he totally changed the trajectory, not just of talk radio, and opened that up. There's so many more talk radio stations that came online after Rush's success. But he also changed the imprint of the entire media landscape of the United States of America. I contend there would be a very different cable news presence if it were not for Rush. The only thing that was there when Rush arrived on the scene was CNN. Of course, Fox came later. And the gentleman that produced was the executive producer of Rush's television show, Roger Ailes, of course, was the one that brought Fox News from birth to its amazing success. He opened up the door for many conservative authors. The success of his first two books, which sold in the multi-millions, opened up a cottage industry for conservative writers that continues to this day, and also now conservative print publications. The Limbaugh Letter was the most successful political newsletter in the country from its inception until the final issue was just this past October. So what a legacy he left in the media.
I would get the Limbaugh Letter even up to my days as a college student at Howard University in Washington, D.C. And you're right.
You went to Howard.
They let me in. They didn't know I was some white kid before they let me into Howard University. But yet it's funny because much like you and Rush Limbaugh, because you're a conservative and you believe in America, they would call you white supremacists. And so I'll get the same charge thrown at me, even though I went to Howard University. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's a crazy mixed up world we live in right now with all the racial animus that is going on, largely sponsored by the left, who is supposed to be the arbiters of tolerance and all that's good and virtuous when it comes to race relationship. And it's just despicable where they're taking this country with this backward slide into racism.
You know, whenever I hear people get pessimistic and act like it's all over for America, especially right now, given all the craziness going on, you know, Kenosha, Waukesha, the rioting that we've seen over the last year and a half, Rush always reminded us, and you always reminded us, to be optimistic and to believe in America. But even without that Rush optimism, the reason why I'm optimistic is because everything that Rush and you have been warning us about for 30 plus years is now becoming blatantly obvious to the rest of the American people. It is now so obvious what the left is trying to do to this country.
Absolutely right. And can I give you one reason why I'm still optimistic about America?
Please do.
We are a very, very young country still. We've had amazing, the American trajectory in the world is amazing. In less than 300 years, we've become a superpower. But let's remember, folks, we live in a world that where recorded history goes back thousands and thousands of years. And what has America done? We have come to be the nation that is still the light of the world, regardless of how these times appear. And our nation is still a young nation. Our best days are in front of us. We are going to grow. We are continuing to grow. And as long as we conservatives and we that love this country and that hold on and cherish what this country is, continue to move forward with the ideals of freedom, of liberty, we will prevail. We have a long way to go as in history, and America is just still getting started.
I know there's still a lot to be thankful for this Thanksgiving, but on a personal front, James Golden, you know him as Bo Snerdly. You've got a book out, Rush, on the radio as well. It's also got to be a little hard for you heading into the holiday season here without Rush, or as it is for our listeners. Our listeners still tell me, man, nobody will ever replace Rush.
You're so perceptive. Last year, this time, I remember it very well. Rush was delivering what would be his last Thanksgiving talk with his audience, and he spoke about how lucky he was. He compared himself to Lou Gehrig, saying he understood how Lou Gehrig felt when he said he was the luckiest man on earth, even facing a terminal illness. And that was Rush's message last year during the last Thanksgiving that he was able to share with us. And it was inspiring. It was profound. But yeah, there's a bit of sadness. And of course, I miss Rush every day, as so many people do. I like to tell people, you know, I'm a fan just like everyone else. I just had a better seat. My seat was in the studio with him.